Chapter 22. In the Torture Chamber. The Persian's narrative continued. We were in the middle of a little six-cornered room, the sides of which were covered with mirrors from top to bottom. In the corners, we could clearly see the joins in the glasses, the segments intended to turn on their gear. Yes, I recognized them, and I recognized the iron tree in the corner, at the bottom of one of those segments. The iron tree with its iron branch for the hanged men. I seized my companion's arm. The Vicomte de Chagny was all a-quiver, eager to shout to his betrothed that he was bringing her help. I feared that he would not be able to contain himself. Suddenly we heard a noise on our left. It sounded at first like a door opening and shutting in the next room, and then there was a dull moan. I clutched Monsieur de Chagny's arm more firmly still. Then we distinctly heard these words. "You must make your choice, the wedding mass or the requiem mass." I recognized the voice of the monster. There was another moan, followed by a long silence. I was persuaded by now that the monster was unaware of our presence in his house, for otherwise he would certainly have managed not to let us hear him. He would only have had to close the little invisible window through which the torture lovers looked down into the torture chamber. Besides, I was certain that if he had known of our presence, the tortures would have begun at once. The important thing was not to let him know, and I dreaded nothing so much as the impulsiveness of the Vicomte de Chagny, who wanted to rush through the walls to Christine Daae, whose moans we continued to hear at intervals. "The Requiem Mass is not at all gay," Eric's voice resumed, "whereas the Wedding Mass, you can take my word for it, is magnificent. You must take a resolution and know your own mind. I can't go on living like this, like a mole in a burrow. Don Juan Triumphant is finished, and now I want to live like everybody else. I want to have a wife like everybody else, and to take her out on Sundays. I have invented a mask that makes me look like anybody. People will not even turn around in the streets. You will be the happiest of women, and we will sing all by ourselves till we swoon away with delight. You are crying. You are afraid of me. And yet I am not really wicked. Love me, and you shall see. All I wanted was to be loved for myself. If you loved me, I should be as gentle as a lamb, and you could do anything with me that you pleased." Soon the moans that accompanied this sort of love's litany increased and increased. I have never heard anything more despairing, and Monsieur de Chagny and I recognized that this terrible lamentation came from Eric himself. Christine seemed to be standing dumb with horror, without the strength to cry out, while the monster was on his knees before her.